For 91.3 WKY News, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on medicine. Of course, the coronavirus epidemic has upended all of our normal and routine schedules, but my guest today is going to talk about the importance of routine wellness visits for children during the coronavirus pandemic. I recently spoke with Dr. Scotty Day, Physician-in-Chief at the Kentucky Children's Hospital and President of the Kentucky Chapter of the American Academy of Pediatrics, about the importance of routine wellness visits for children during this pandemic.
Well, I think that we know that, you know, children have not been affected as much from the virus itself. You know, there's probably going to be anywhere from 50 to 75,000 children in the United States that will be hospitalized or otherwise from, you know, the virus. But in general, a lot of this has to go with wellness visits. And so, you know, and understandably, this is a concern of parents as far as, you know, the exposure. And so we've moved as much as possible to telemedicine, but still, you know, at a time when children aren't seeing their teachers, their only contact is their parents. So, you know, we're seeing a drop in the number of children for appointments now, to about 20 or 30% of the volume across the country than what we were seeing just a couple of months ago.
It's important, as a pediatrician, I'm sure you stress to moms, dads, adult caregivers that maintaining these routine schedules and certainly preventing preventable illnesses such as through regular vaccination schedules doesn't go away. The obligation for that doesn't go away just because we're on lockdown.
Absolutely. And when we were looking at some data, even towards the end of March, 1st of April, across the country, we probably had estimated about 120 million children that had missed their vaccinations. And so, you know, when we think about to prevent the outbreaks of serious diseases, and we already know that their measles is back in the United States. And so those types of things could be even a greater threat to children than COVID-19. So, you know, skipping these usual shots are very worrisome and worrisome that we will see outbreaks of more serious diseases that are really a greater threat to children.
It'd be just a sad irony of this pandemic if, in addition to having our lives changed so much, then we see a reappearance of illnesses that for your generation, my generation, gosh, Scotty, I think I went through my entire med school and never saw any of these preventable diseases such as measles.
Absolutely. And I agree. I think the only place, you know, most of the time when we have seen these, it's been on international or global health where they haven't had access to the types of vaccinations or healthcare that we've had here. And I think it's beyond vaccines. You know, a lot of it is what are the growth parameters, especially for their small children? You know, what, and there's even, you know, obviously vaccines for teenagers too related to HPV. But then, you know, I think that even in these stay-at-home times, especially for those patients under the age of two, it is just so critical for these well visits. You know, it's where we screen for things that, you know, sometimes they're environmental exposures. We talk about, we have the usual screening for, you know, is the pain and are they doing what they should be doing developmentally? Because these are those ages under the five, they're such pivotal times that if you can intervene, it can make a huge difference in the future. So beyond vaccines, just having that well child check is key.
Adult caregivers should be in touch with their pediatrician, their family physician. Is there anything we haven't touched on that you would want our listeners to know?
Well, I think the fear and concern is the exposure because the caregiver. And so I think reassuring people that all pediatric practices, you know, we're doing extra sanitizing of each treatment room between patients. We have, you know, really went an extra mile to completely change the traditional waiting room where you're sitting with a bunch of kids with, you know, possible the one over there has a snotty nose and the one over there is, you know, that doesn't exist now. The way that we are managing pediatric offices, not just at the University of Kentucky, but throughout our community, is so different than before. So you may be you'll call, say, I'm here for my appointment, and then you're brought in, or at least you're kept in a separate area. So we very much, although we know it doesn't affect kids, we want to protect the parents so that they can bring the children in.
My thanks today to Dr. Scotty Day, physician in chief at Kentucky Children's Hospital and president of the Kentucky chapter of the American Academy of Pediatrics, for talking with us about the importance of keeping routine wellness visits for children during this coronavirus pandemic. For more information, visit our website at wuky.org. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist at the University of Kentucky who volunteers his time to cover important medical news for our community. This program is available as a podcast at wuky.org.